Hello, this is Deacon Fook Fan from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. Thank you for joining me as we continue to celebrate National Marriage Week, which is every February 7th to 14th in the United States, in the Church in the United States. Today, we continue to pray the At-Home Marriage Retreat 2023, which was released by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. And day five, which is today, we talk about reconciling and giving mercy. That's the topic for day five, reconciling and mercy. Let us begin. The journey of healing in a relationship requires a heart of humility and mercy. Too often in our disagreements and hurts, we get caught up in standing our ground based on what we believe is fair or just. What may help us to put this type of behavior into perspective is to realize that if all God gave us was His justice, all we would deserve is eternal punishment. But it is through God's mercy that Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross for each and every one of us. It is His mercy that absolved us first of our sins, as the Son of God asked his father to forgive them from that same cross. It is this same mercy that He requires us to share with each other. We are called to battle against the biggest divider and destroyer of a Eucharistic marriage, pride. Pride is what often causes us to refuse to apologize for our mistakes, or to not forgive our spouse for the mistakes they have made. Yet we are all human. We all make mistakes. We all long to be forgiven. In this fifth habit, we are called to practice both asking for and giving mercy. Our relationship with Christ. In the Mass, before we receive Christ in communion, we have the opportunity to make peace with God and others, not only through the penitential rite, but also through the sign of peace and the Lamb of God. In the sign of peace, we turn to others around us to offer a gesture of reconciliation and reconnection. This is not just a time for a polite hello or a handshake in order to be neighborly. It is, in a sense, saying to them that I'm sorry for any ways that I have hurt you and want only to have peace between us. It is a good habit to seek peace from your spouse first before you give it to anyone else. It is important to both of you as well as your whole family for you and your spouse to be at peace with one another. Then it is the Lamb of God. We again seek forgiveness and mercy from God for all the things we've done to damage our love for Him. We not only ask for mercy twice, but end it with the plea for peace with and from God. All of these avenues of forgiveness and mercy are presented to us through the Mass in order to fully prepare us for receiving our Eucharistic Lord in a state of grace and uninhibited by sin. A Eucharistic marriage is meant to be a relationship that not only seeks understanding and love, but also exemplifies mutual healing and peace. Over and over again in Scripture, we see God calling us to repent of our sinfulness and to forgive others. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 17. And if you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 14 to 15. Through our gestures of peace and resolution, we should be making a conscious effort to bring about reconciliation between us and our companions on the journey. In the second reading above, Christ is very clear that our forgiveness of others is vital to our own salvation. So much so that if we refuse to forgive others, we can expect no forgiveness from God. Our relationship with each other. Scripture often speaks about the importance of forgiving and seeking forgiveness. The ultimate purpose is to open the gates of healing so that we can again find joy in discovering our deepest desires in and through our marital relationship. We need to decide whether we are going to be like the Apostle Peter or Judas. Both apostles were sinners. Both made an egregious mistake in betraying our Lord and not standing up for him in his time of need. However, both had the choice after their mistake to either accept responsibility for what they had done and run back to the Lord to seek forgiveness, or to lose hope in the situation and to progress further into their sinfulness. Peter sought to be forgiven and found that, although it wasn't an easy road, the result was incredibly rewarding. Judas, however, lost hope. Not only did he refuse to return to Christ for forgiveness, but he compounded his sins by becoming hopeless. This is an extreme example, but the question still remains, will we admit our sin and seek the journey of healing, or will we refuse to face our sins and find ourselves on the journey of self-destruction, Peter or Judas? To apologize is to humble ourselves and to admit that we hurt someone else. To hold back an apology is to hold onto our pride instead of being willing to admit that we were in the wrong. It is also a way of avoiding having to do the difficult work of cleaning up the mess that was created. It is hard to be wrong, especially when the sin was really egregious or hurtful. But far too often we try to blame others instead of admitting to our own fault, because the consequences can be very hard to bear. If we are quick to blame someone else, then we are attempting to make the problem their burden to bear rather than ours. However, if we never face our faults, they would continue to grow and begin to affect other areas of our life. Just as it was critical to seek forgiveness, it is also essential to grant forgiveness. It is important to understand that we all make mistakes, some big and some small. As we hope to be forgiven, so do those around us hope for forgiveness from us. We must remember that God first forgave us and continues to every day, despite our daily failings against Him and our neighbors. He has forgiven us even to the point of suffering and dying for us. So why can we not do the same for others? Forgiveness is not forgetting the issue, trusting the other person immediately, or condoning their misdeeds. Piling on blames, accusations, and shame often drive our spouse deeper into avoidance out of the frustration or hopelessness, and it is a sure path to dividing our marital relationship even further. Forgiveness is one of the first steps towards healing, because we choose to let go of the anger that holds us bound and keeps us bitter. With help from God's grace, mercy should flow from a desire for peace and reconciliation with our spouse, our children, and others. Forgiveness is critical for all relationships in order for them to survive and thrive. Seek to apologize and forgive as quickly and sincerely as possible. Why? Because our marriage is the heart of our home. If there is peace in our marriage, there will be peace in our home. And these are the three discussion questions. The first, what does an apology look like for you? What helps you feel like an apology is truly sincere? The second, in what ways can we add more gentleness into our responses to apologies? Third, this week, let us seek to find more opportunities to bring healing and mercy into our home through apologizing and forgiving quickly and sincerely. And now let us end this day of retreat with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, help us to walk this journey of making our marriage wholeheartedly into a Eucharistic marriage. Help us to have the humility to apologize when we have done something to hurt each other. Help us with your grace and assistance to learn how to grant forgiveness freely to each other, knowing that holding back our forgiveness only keeps us bound in anger. Lord, your grace is enough for us. May we forgive as you have forgiven us. We offer this all to you, Lord Jesus, through Mary and in union with Saint Joseph. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for joining me for day 5 of this at-home marriage retreat on reconciling and giving for mercy. Have a blessed day. God bless.